Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. Is 94 WIP. I come to you today. Well, not really, but I come to you today somewhere on a beach in Delaware as I hang out at the shore with my family for the week. Hope everyone at home and wherever you're listening to this is having a great week. I know Kyle is holding it down on the midday show until Hugh and I get back. All right, so every year around this time, when I take a little time off, I like to leave you some episodes on the feed, but specifically my rankings. And it's, you know, the quarterback rankings as we enter 2026, but also my head coach rankings entering the 2026 NFL season. So as I do this, to get a little criteria, and with the head coach thing, it's a little different than quarterbacks because quarterbacks age and attrition and contract, not so much, but age and attrition and where they're at and trajectory play into it. Coaches, you know, you could be old, young. If you're good, you're good. The way I do it is this. It is of resume, so younger coaches, newer coaches going to be towards the bottom. All the new coaches will be ranked towards the bottom. And then, of course, what you've done, but also just like right now, if I had to pick a coach to lead my team, the 2026 season is here, and I got to pick a coach to go to war with today. How would I rank the coaches? And this is not just based on your resume. It's what I believe you bring to the table every Sunday. I'm going to have some guys above others, you think. I'm going to have some guys below. Some guys are very accomplished. They're down. It's just my belief and my interpretation and my preference when it comes to Sunday to Sunday. And guys I think make a big, big difference versus guys I think are make somewhat of a difference, but not a huge difference. And in fact, I think the top five guys make the biggest difference right now. And then after that, you know, I would say the next nine or so are, you know, they've had a lot of success. And week to week, the program is usually in a good place. After that, it's more beauty in the eye of the beholder, maybe weighed more towards last year, and we go on and so forth. And then I think there's there's six brand new coaches. I think guys that it's their first year coaching, and then you throw in two more that got a new job, kind of retread. So let's go through it. I'll go 1 through 32, my NFL coach rankings. Number one bad year is not going to knock him off the perch, Andy Reid. Now, has the star fallen a little bit, I'd say yes. You know, they were 15-1 a couple years ago and, you know, had the chance, or they won 15 games, got to the Super Bowl, had a chance to have a three-peat, got smacked by the Eagles, and then last year had a losing season. That's not enough, though, for me to dismiss the last two decades of Andy Reid. He's number one, the best coach in the NFL. Number two, and I've hesitated on this because I love the guy that's at three. But number two, I'm going to put Sean McVay, and I'm going to put him over Shanahan. Shanahan at three. I just think McVay's fastball is a little faster right now. Now he's got more to work with, and I think that's partially because of him, partially because of organization. The roster's a little bit better. But, man, McVay is a hell of a coach, a hell of a coach. If there's one thing about McVay, he's tripped up in some bigger moments. I thought he tripped over himself, overthought the NFC title game, some big moments. But McVay is trending towards all-time status as a head coach. Also trending towards all-time status as a head coach is Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan did maybe his best job of all time last year, getting that zombie team to the NFC division round, coming in here and winning the game. Shanahan's a special coach. And when you hear the reverence that every coach around the league has for him, it's only really feels like McVay doesn't want to give him the credit because he was with them and learned under him. But the rest of them just all credit Shanahan, Shanahan, Shanahan. It's a Shanahan tree. You think about the way people talk about him. Everyone wants his offense. They all want his offense to be their offense. There's a reason for that. Because he's that good, he's at number three for me. Number four, how could you not after last year? Mike McDonald. I think he's a difference maker on the defensive side. There's not that many of them, but he's got a thing about him with his culture, a thing about him with his attention to detail, a thing about him with his emotional intelligence. The guy's a great football coach, and he had that Seahawks team raring, ready to go last year. Every single game, he's at number four. And at number five, you might say, Joe, this is too much, too early. It was only 1 year. But you could say all those things. But I've got Ben Johnson at number five. I think he's a special difference-making coach. Attention to detail is there. The offensive mind is there. I love that, although it is the thing we think about with high-flying, his is more about pound, ground and pound, physicality. That offensive line beat the crap out of teams last year. They came in and they whooped the Eagles on Black Friday, whooped them. And I just think that he has the right mentality for Chicago. I love the way he coaches in these games. He's got a fearlessness about him, a steely-eyed demeanor on the sideline. He's a difference maker. He's tough. He's kind of old school. I think he's the best young coach to start coaching a team on the offensive side in the NFL. Reminds me when McVay and Shanahan came in 2017. He's going to have that kind of impact in Chicago. He's number five. Number six, and now I go to guys that have resumes but maybe not as impressed as what they've done to some of these guys above them recently. Sean Payton's at number six. He's obviously a whale of a coach. I mean, it really is. Look what he did in Denver in a couple years. Number seven is Jim Harbaugh. It's time to start having some playoff success in Los Angeles, but I like that he brought in Mike McDaniel. He's not afraid to think outside the box, not afraid to empower his assistants. They have a great program. When they get that offensive line back up and running, away they go. Number eight, Stan Campbell. A little shine came off last year because the offense couldn't find its footing. I also think they had some bad luck. They've had some bad luck the last couple years with injuries. They were a really, really excellent last place team. They have a schedule that favors them. I think they bounce back this year. And I just love the way he runs his program. Number eight is Dan Campbell. Number nine is Mike Vrabel. Was there a little knock because of all the stuff off the field? With the Rossini thing? Yeah, I mean, there is. You know, is he distracted? I mean, I wonder that as we enter the 2026 season. This is a ranking as if I had to go to war on Sunday, who I want. Well, Mike Vrabel looks a little distracted to me. We'll see how he handles this season. But I thought he was distracted. I didn't think he coached a great Super Bowl. Obviously coached well to get them there. And it's two teams now that didn't really have anyone believing they had deep playoff capability. The Titans, when he got into the title game, and then last year's Patriots, and he did it. He's obviously really good at this. Number 10 is John Harbaugh. The shine's coming off a little bit. You do wonder if he's going to morph a little bit into, you know, just a good coach, not a great one anymore. And I think they thought that in Baltimore. They thought maybe he was more of a product of the Ravens than the Ravens were a product of him. We'll see. A lot of people think he's going to turn the Giants around. I mean, he clearly gives them more confidence than they've had in a very long time since Tom Coughlin walked out the door. There's some parallels to Coughlin going there in 2004. I don't think they have the roster yet. I don't think they have the infrastructure yet to make a huge leap to 10, 11, 12 wins. But if Harbaugh is as good as people think he really has been in Baltimore, he will be a difference maker eventually. He's at number 10. Number 11 is DeMeco Ryans. Deserves a lot of credit for the consistency of that program. You know, they really haven't had offense, and yet they've been on the precipice of being big time with that defense. And I think he just got, you know, Will Anderson, what he's done with him. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. I'd like the bringing in a blanket ship. They got Stingley. I mean, they got players all over. Danielle Hunter quietly has over 100 career sacks now, a lot with DeMeco Ryans. He's number 11 for me. Number 12 is Kevin O'Connell. I would watch for his future in Minnesota. I don't think it's as secure as we think it might be, or maybe his resume says it should be with a coach of the year. It's a great coach. But how much is he to blame for what's gone on versus the front office, new front office, a weird spot? I don't love the McCarthy-Murray thing. They feel like the fourth best team in their own division. I'm just not loving the O'Connell situation, but he's a big-time coach, and he will be sought after if he gets out of Minnesota. Number 13 is Matt LaFleur. Boy, they're good every year. I do think he kind of turtles up in big games, but they're good every year, and there's a consistency to how he has that offense play well in basically any iteration. They've had injuries. I like the way he has Willis and the backups ready to play when there's injuries. It's never perfect, yet they're always really good. LaFleur's a good coach. He's at 13. Number 14, this is where I put Nick Sirianni. I don't think this is a slight. I don't think he had a good year last year. His choice of Petullo turned out to be a disaster. His inability to call plays is really kind of hurts him in this. Like, there are not many CEOs above Sirianni? Like, to be a CEO, you got to be really good at this, but to not have an expertise on one side of the football or the other. Reed offense, McVay offense, Shanahan offense, McDonald defense, Johnson offense, Peyton offense, Harbaugh CEO, but very buttoned up. Campbell, CEO buttoned up. Vrabel, CEO buttoned up. Harbaugh, CEO buttoned up. Ryan's defense, O'Connell offense, LaFleur offense. Sirianni's not calling plays, not helping out outside of the football. They had to bring in a brand new offense because he couldn't handle it. I think he's closer to the hot seat always than we want to admit. Look, 24, he did an awesome job to get them where they got to. I have come to terms with Sirianni. I like Sirianni more than I used to, but he's not a great coach. I mean, I know great when I see it, and he's not one. He's solid. He's the 14th best coach in pro football right now. Number 15, Liam Cohen. I was skeptical. Offense really came on. A little something I'm not positive of with him. That's why he sits middle of the pack at 15. Number 16 is Mike McCarthy. You know, the Steelers downgraded a coach, but it wasn't a huge downgrade. McCarthy's a good coach. I just think the Steelers are ready to kind of fall off, so I won't be surprised they win seven. Yes, 7 wins, 10 losses this year. He's at 16. Zach Taylor's at 17. I always want to put him lower, and then I'm reminded that they do seem to play well when Burrow's out, and it has to be a testament to him. He never gets good support from the front office. He's been to a Super Bowl. I don't know. You never know what to do with Zach Taylor. He's at 17. Big jump for Kellen Moore, gets to 18. I loved what he did down the stretch. They played really well in the last third of the season. Here come the Saints. I believe they're going to win the NFC South this coming season. Number 18 is Dave Canales. Nice job last year winning the division. And they played, you know, they brought it against the Rams in that playoff game. They signed some big free agents this offseason. People expected maybe a leap. Canales is a solid football coach at number 19. Number 20, I was dead wrong about this guy. I thought it was a joke hire. I thought it was a Jerry Jones joke hire with Brian Schottenheimer. He has a little Sirianni to him, a little exuberance and almost a collegiate-like feel. I thought the players really bought into him. I thought he had their ear. I thought they played hard for him. And if that and the hire of Christian Parker might be a great one for them. I think they're a real threat to steal the East from the Eagles. Brian Schottenheimer, number 20. Number 21, Dan Quinn, fell off. Is this going to be his thing? Gets to a conference title game or a Super Bowl and then falls off quickly? It might be. It might be the thing with a Dan Quinn. He's a 21 for me for the Washington Commanders. Number 22 is Todd Bowles. You know, the fall off was bad, but it's another year where they're not bad, right? It's 8, 9, 10 wins basically every year since his time in Tampa. I do think the run is probably coming to an end. This might be his last year there. I've never loved him as a coach back to the Jets days. He's fine. He's 22. Number 23, Shane Steichen. They gotta get to the playoffs if we're gonna keep calling him a good coach. And I know last year they were off and running, and then everybody got hurt. The GM went all in. They did the thing for the Sauce Gardner trade. They had the Daniel Jones injury. I like Steichen. I do wonder if long term he's gonna come back to being a coordinator. Number 24 is Kevin Stefanski. What do you do with a guy that's won multiple head coach of the year awards, yet you watch his team and it's garbage a lot? I think it's fair to give him some grace because it was the Browns. Just like I give the Joe Burrow grace because it's the Bengals. Like, when you coach or play for one of these teams that's historically a joke and you have any success, you think that maybe that guy's good and everybody else is bad. So I give him the benefit of the doubt. He got a job really quick. I don't love the situation in Atlanta, but he's got tools to work with. London could play. Obviously, Bijan Robinson's a wonderful player. So we'll see if he can get that offense running. But is it Tua? Is it Penix? We shall see. Number 25 is Robert Saleh. We'll see if round two is better than round one. How much was the Jets' fault? I think he's a coordinator more than a head coach, but he put together a pretty solid staff there in Tennessee. Number 26, Aaron Glenn. Clearly on the hot seat. They got him more talent this year. There's more competence with the Jets. They have 3 first-round picks, so they shouldn't have to worry so much about their own tank. They're going to have capital anyway. I think he's got to win 6 games to keep his job. If it's as bad as last year and if the defense doesn't show promise, he's going to be out, and they're going to get the right guy in there to facilitate a new offense and the young quarterback they draft next season. He's got a lot working against him, but he's a Jet, and I do think he was a good defensive coordinator. And I think he's equipped to see this because he watched Dan Campbell when he was with them in Detroit. Number 27, as we go to the new guys, and I kind of rank these in order of the likelihood I think they will succeed. 27 is Jesse Minter in Baltimore. 28 is Joe Brady in Buffalo. 29 is Clint Kubiak in Las Vegas. Number 30 is Jeff Hafley with the Miami Dolphins. Number 31, Mike LaFleur, the brother of Matt LaFleur, now, of course, with the Arizona Cardinals. And number 32 is Todd Monken, the latest sacrificial lamb in Cleveland. My 32 NFL head coaches ranked entering the season. Number 1, Andy Reid. Number 2, Sean McVay. Number 3 is Kyle Shanahan. Number 4 is Mike McDonald. Number 5, Ben Johnson. Number 6, Sean Payton. Number 7, Jim Harbaugh. Number 8, Dan Campbell. Number 9, Mike Vrabel. Number 10, John Harbaugh. Number 11, D'Amico Ryans. Number 12, Kevin O'Connell. 13, Matt LaFleur. 14, Nick Sirianni. 15, Liam Cohen. 16, Mike McCarthy. 17, Zach Taylor. 18, Kellen Moore. 19, Dave Canales. 20, Brian Schottenheimer. 21, Dan Quinn. 22, Todd Bowles. 23, Shane Steichen. 24, Kevin Stefanski. 25, Robert Saleh. 26, Aaron Glenn. And rounding it out with the new guys. 27, Jesse Minter of Baltimore. 28, Joe Brady, the new guy in Buffalo. 29, Clint Kubiak in Las Vegas. 30, Jeff Hafley of the Dolphins. 31, Mike LaFleur of the Cardinals. 32, Todd Monken with the Cleveland Browns. Thank you for listening, making WIP Daily part of your day. Have a great one. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.